Blog Talk Radio. Well, praise the Lord, everybody. How many can sing that song in your spirit and know within your heart that you truly love God? How many can say, I love him forever? Amen. In spite of what you're going through, in spite of what you're feeling, amen. That's such a beautiful song by Ty Tribbett. You know, it's a blessing to hear something a little bit different from Ty Tribbett, but that is a beautiful song. I love you forever. Amen, amen. We bless the Lord today. Truly, this is the day. Amen. Sometimes we find ourselves quoting these scriptures that we memorize verbatim because, you know, they're just in our spirit. And sometimes they just become cliche. Amen. But when you can really express, amen, what God really means to you through his word, do you know God is pleased? So I feel good about today, and I can say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. When we wake up in the morning, we don't know what our day is going to present to us. We don't know. We don't know from 1 minute to the next what's going to go down. Amen. But if you can wake up with a mind stayed on Jesus and you begin to talk to the Lord and say, Lord, order my steps. Amen. Bless me as I go out today. When you get in your vehicle, amen, you ask the Lord to cover you with his blood. Amen. Take you through the dangerous highways and the byways. Heal and protect me. Lord, let me be a blessing today to somebody. Let me be able to say an encouraging word. Amen. This is the mindset that we should have each and every day. Don't take life for granted. Don't take an hour for granted. Don't take no day for granted, because this could be our last time. As the woman of God, Sister Renita, began to share with us on yesterday, how she testified how they had to cut the top of the roof off the car to get her out. She says, no way. It's no way possible that she should be living. Just imagine if she didn't have the Lord in her life. Just imagine if she wasn't covered by the blood. People of God, anoint yourself, pray for your children, pray for your family each and every day. Don't let them leave home where you and your children are at odds with one another, because you don't know. You can be saying your last goodbye. Amen. So I love that song, I love you forever, and that's what we have to tell the Lord, and that's what we have to tell each other every day. Try to be a blessing. You know, it takes less energy to love than it does to hate. Less energy to say something kind than it does to say something mean and cruel. Because once those mean and cruel words are released, you can't get them back. But once you distribute a kind word, that thing is everlasting. You know, you invoke the presence of God to fill a person's day with nothing but peace and joy. Amen, amen. We welcome you once again to a time of reflection with New Destiny Ministries. Truly, we are here to empower souls for their destiny in Christ Jesus. How do we do that? By coming on this broadcast now, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and sharing the good news of the gospel. What is the gospel? The gospel is simple. It is the death, the burial, and resurrection of Jesus. We share in the gospel from Genesis to Revelation. The Bible is our roadmap. It is our manual. We can study it. We can study and ask the Lord to teach us how to love, teach us how to be kind, teach us wisdom, teach us knowledge, teach us understanding. Amen. Teach us how to prefer our brothers and our sisters above one another, above each other, really. Amen. Amen. So I just bless the Lord. We thank God for those of you that tuned in on yesterday. That wasn't in our plans, but nevertheless, the Lord ordered that day. Amen. And we're asking the Lord to order our steps even on today. Amen. I don't know if the woman of God is ready. Amen. And I do apologize. I should have talked with her yesterday, but if she's ready to go forth and just give an exhortation, we're in the week, the first full week in the new year. Amen. And we're our destiny focus this week is the power of a praying mother. The power of a praying mother. Amen. Amen. So we're going to ask, I'm going to go to Sister Anita and see if she can open up with the word of prayer. If not, we'll go to Prophet Chad. Amen. God bless you, woman of God.
God bless you. How are you today?
I'm doing great. What about yourself?
I'm okay. I'm doing really good. I'm in a good place. Thank God.
Hallelujah.
Thank God for that.
Well, we thank God for you. Let me just throw a plug out. Many of you all, I don't know if you ever visited the Saturday morning segment. That segment is also under the umbrella of New Destiny Ministries. And we this is a segment that airs at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's 5 a.m. Pacific Time if you're on the West Coast in California, and that's 7 a.m. here in New Orleans and in the Central Time Zone. Amen. And this is a time where Minister Billy Burns, she's been on the air for 2 years now. Amen. And she's on every Saturday. And Sister Renita has an opportunity also, and she worked hand in hand with Minister Billy Burns, and she comes on the second Saturday of every month. Amen. She's been out for a little while recovering because of her accident, the car accident that she was in, and we just thank God that God kept her alive, because he has so much work for Sister Renita to do. Amen. And this woman of God, she's been on with us for quite some time now, and she came on with a mind to work, a mind to labor in God's venue. So we want to invite you all to tune in on Saturday mornings. Amen. And if you have a testimony, that'll be your time where you can share your testimony with Minister Billy Burns and also with Sister Renita Pinckney. Amen. And she'll be on this Saturday. And I'm putting it in my spirit right now, Sister Renita, that we're going to be on that line Saturday to support you and what God has given you all to do with these testimonies. I mean, they have some awesome testimonies. I mean, miracles where we know miracles, signs and wonders where we know nobody could have brought them out but the Lord. Amen. So we're going to ask Sister Renita. The call-in number is the same. Area code 858-683-1334. It's just Saturday mornings. So call in and be a support to our sisters and brothers in Christ. Amen. We're going to ask Sister Renita to open up with a word of prayer, and then we're going to get right on into this segment and see what the Lord is saying to us on today. I see Mother Charity on the line. God bless you, Mother. Amen. We love Mother Charity. Amen. And I see also Sister Arlene on the line. God bless you, woman of God. Happy New Year to all of you all. Amen. Amen. Sister Renita, God bless.
Yes, ma'am. All right, everybody, repentant heart, come before you, Lord. Give me your name, all the honor, all the glory and the praise. If it was not for you, I would not be here today. I thank you, God, for giving me life upon life upon life, upon another chance to still get it right. You could have killed me and put me in my grave, but you kept me here, and I thank you, God, for that. I thank you. I thank you for my family. I thank you for my friends. I thank you, God, for everybody who prayed me, my strength in you while I was down and under. I thank you, Lord. I want to give honor to my pastor and to Pastor Bernard and to Pastor Miracle. I thank you, God, for these women of God that you put in my life that has helped me, that has sustained me and kept me when I couldn't even keep myself. And I thank you, God, I thank you, God, for the President of the United States. I thank you, God, for everyone in my life. Oh, Lord, I just thank you. Oh, God, I thank you for everything that you're doing and everything that you have done. You brought me so far. You brought me, oh, God, I just, oh, Lord. Oh,
hallelujah.
I thank you, God. God, thank you, God. You brought me so far in life. You would not let me go when I have let my own self go, and I thank you. I thank you, God, for this radio blog, because without this radio blog, the word could not go forth. And I thank you, God. Amen.
Thank you, God. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless you, God. Hallelujah. We ask you, Lord, to continue to strengthen Renita, God. Cover with your blood, God. Ah, God, make her brand new, God. Remember her husband. Remember her sons. Remember her daughters, God, in the name of Jesus. And even the ministry that she is affiliated with, Dr. Jackie London, God, we even ask blessings for her in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you for your people, God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, for being in the land of the living, for with another opportunity to give you praise, another opportunity to tell you how much we love you and how much we appreciate you, Lord God. Oh, we bless you today, God. We thank you, Lord God, for your goodness. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. Amen, amen, amen. God is so good. He's great, and he's greatly to be praised. And if there ever was a time, people of God, that we need to reverence God, it is now. We're living in an evil day. Amen. We're living in a day where men don't regard don't have any regard for man, and certainly don't have any regard for the Lord and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. We thank God for the blood of Jesus. Amen. I tell you, the only reason this nation is still thriving is because God has some saints there. Hallelujah. And we know that the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous, it is the righteous that prayers are availing. Amen. And we're able to still go out of our doors and go to work and take care of our business out in the streets. Hallelujah. But we know that the Bible also said that decency was going to be in the street. Amen. I tell you, I haven't lived that long, but we have Mother Charity on the line. And we're going to hear from her right after our speaker comes. Amen. And we have a wonderful young woman of God that resides here in New Orleans. She is a mother of five. Amen. She is a woman of God. Amen. She is a daughter in Zion. Amen. She works faithfully in her ministry. Amen. And she works faithfully, amen, at the church that God has placed her in, and her Pastor R.C. Blake's, amen, and New Home Ministries there in New Orleans, Louisiana. And we have just come to love this woman of God. She's faithful, amen, and she is so faithful in always just giving an encouraging word to the body. Amen. Every morning I look forward to those exhortations. Sometimes they may come a little bit later, but I look forward to it because everything that God has given her to speak in those exhortations, it is to encourage, it is to build up, it is to lift up. Amen. So we're going to ask her to come forth, and however the Lord lead her today, we're talking about the power of a praying mother. And as we expounded upon this topic last week, we went to the store and began to talk a little bit about Hannah. But you know, there's praying mothers all through the Bible. Even Sarah was a praying woman. Amen. And that was the wife of Abraham. So from Genesis to Revelation, you'll find women and mothers that are praying. Amen. Praying for their children, praying for their family, praying for their community, praying on their jobs, praying in the governments, glory to God, in the military, in the nursing homes, in the prison, amen. Prayer is always in order, amen. So we want to welcome. We don't have to welcome her. She's been a part of us for a while now, but we welcome her today to just come forth as the Lord give her what to say to us on today. Amen, amen. God bless you, Minister Darrell.
God bless you, woman of God. Thank you for this opportunity. Oh, amen. Heavenly Father, we come to you right now, Lord God, telling you thank you. Lord, we thank you for you have blessed the wombs of the mothers, Father God, even before we were conceived in them, Lord God, and we thank you, Lord God. Oh, we thank you for this day, Lord God. Lord, we give you glory and honor, Father God, in Jesus' mighty, mighty, powerful name. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to talk about the power of a praying mother. Do we realize us as mothers, we start praying for our children even at the moment or even before the moment we have conceived them? Mm-hmm. We start praying for them. I remember when I was expecting my fifth child unexpectedly, and the doctor said, do you want a boy or a girl? I said, I have two of each. I don't know. He said, well, you have to ask for one. I said, Lord, if it's your will, give me the son. Give me another son, Lord God. And I tell you, God hears us. He hears us. And I gave birth to that son. Just like we have to child-proof our homes when we're bringing little kids in, we have to God-proof our children. We pray for our children on different levels, because we see the characteristics of every one of them. I have five, so I can't say one prayer that's going to cover all five of them, because I'm looking at all five of them with their different attitudes, their different personalities, and where they are in life. And, Lord, I'm grateful that I haven't ever given up. They have strayed, but my prayers are continually being answered, because I'm watching as God pulling them right back. And when he pull them right back, all I can say is thank you. Never think that your power, your prayer for your children are not being heard. They may go out here in this world and get hooked up with the wrong people, go the wrong direction. But God hears your prayers, and he never, ever, ever forgets them. He remembers them. Your prayer is in an account, a bank account, and it's
like
time
that.
To be delivered. It's time for withdrawal. You tell God, he didn't forget. He just wants you to make sure you haven't forgotten. He comes
come
back.
On.
You come back and say, Lord, I ask this for this child. You said if I do this, Lord God, that you'll give me the desires of my heart. It is so important, mothers, fathers, sisters, brothers, grandmothers, each and every one of us have a purpose in these children's lives. And sometimes we think that once they reach 18, that is over. No, sweetheart, this is when the real test is coming. Because now that there are adults, we got to push further. We got to lay on our face. We got to give up some milk. We got to turn off the TV. We got to turn off the cell phone, because we got to get in God's feet. Even when, this is, oh, my God, amazing. My youngest son just came to me maybe not an hour and a half ago, and he was talking to me. I said, but do you remember the vows you made to God? Do you remember? I said, God didn't forget them. It wasn't a vow to me. It wasn't a vow to whoever, but it was a vow to God. God expects you to hold on to that. You have been in church much longer than I have. My children been in church much longer than I have. I was not raised in a church, but thank God for glory. Thank you, Jesus. My children have been in church. My children sat under the greatest prophet in the United States, in the world, Robert Charles Blake Sr., my father, my daddy. He was the one that gave us the seeds. He gave it to us. And all we had to do was plant, water, and watch them grow. So I told him, son, keep your word to God. I said, you're starting to stray away again. Go back. They need us right now. Believe me, they need us. They need us because you, only you. They think that for some reason in my heart, I believe, our children think that we were grown-ups already. We ain't never been children. We ain't never made mistakes. And we definitely don't know what we're talking about until that 911 situation comes up. Until that 911 situation come up. And you know what? That mama, that mommy that you haven't heard in a long time, it comes back. Mama, I need you. And us, as praying women, as praying mothers, daughters of God, what we do, we're going to hear what they have to say and tell them, baby, it's all right. Because we know now, Lord, we got to come into your presence. We know now, Lord, I got to lay on my plate. I got to lock my door. I don't want to be talked to nobody right now because I only need to talk to Jesus. I need to talk to God and know now for myself and know that I have to stand on behalf of my child. And the greatest thing about a praying woman, a praying mother, she don't just pray for the children she gave birth to. She pray for every child that's out here in this world. She sees something on the Facebook, and she praying for them. She sees something on the news, she praying for them. I have been riding in my car, and I seen a situation going down, and I pulled over, and I went into prayer because that's what we do. We have an assignment. Our praying mother, woman assignment is never over. We must. It's not without a doubt that we can't ever stop praying. I pray for my church family. I pray for my pastor. I pray for my first lady. I pray for all of them because you never know what you're gonna, when you're going to need those prayers to come back to you. See, I tell my children, our prayers, it's like a bank account. You got to deposit. You got to keep depositing. Because if you don't deposit, what are you able to withdraw? You cannot withdraw if you haven't made a deposit. I don't work. I don't have an income. But y'all, I'm going to tell you, I'm still able to withdraw. Thank you, Jesus. I'm withdrawing. I'm watching our children. Somebody just threw away a 3-week-old baby in California. I had no words. My heart was ill. I felt like you took my child and you threw her away like garbage. All I can do is pray for her parents. I can't even imagine how her mother is going to feel once she recovers and find out her newborn baby that she carried in her body, that she bonded with her in her body, that somebody was so evil to take and throw her away, Jesus. All I can do is ask God to bring these people forward, Lord God, and let them receive the punishment that they deserve. And at the same time, we still got to pray for them because that has to be a very ill mind, a very ill heart, because I know that's not a God in no fashion.
No, it's not. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, but I thank you, Lord, for the prayers, Lord God. My first lady, Lois Raymond Blake, I know I have Lisa Blaze as my first lady, but my first lady, that lady is my sweetie pie. That's my heart. She has taught me how to be a lady, how to be a praying woman, how to be a praying mother. You understand? Yes. I have never, ever seen this lady upset. And I know she go through trials and tribulations just like the rest of us. But I never seen her publicly expose that. You understand? Mm. She knows that she is standing and being an example for us. My prayer, my prayer is, I am so in love with this lady. My prayer is that God deliver me financially. So when this lady travels, that I will be on her side. She will not need nobody to do nothing for her, because darling, it will be there for her. That's my prayer. See, so when we are praying, ladies, when we are praying, it's just not for our children. It's not for our husbands. It's not for our sisters and brothers by the same mother and father. It's for all of us. We have to pray. We have to pray for this world. If they haven't paid attention, God is making a call, especially for the women. See, because us women have that heart for God. We have that serious heart for God, and we love Him.
God.
We love Him, and we can't even see Him. We can't even trace Him. But when we feel Him in our heart, we know He's alive. We know He lives in us. He lives among us.
Oh, glory.
And we are the daughters of Him. Yes. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, Father God, I pray, Father God.
Hallelujah.
This word, Father God, touch someone's heart, Lord God.
Yes,
thank you, Lord, to let them understand, Father God, that it's you that lives in us, Father God. Thank you, Lord God, for our children, Lord God. Our children's children's children's, Lord God.
Yes,
thank
you,
Lord God. I thank you for every woman that you have placed above me, Father God. I remember, Lord, when I got saved, Father God, I asked that you keep women that love you, Lord God, around me, Father God, and you have done just that, Father God. Father God, as I continue to grow each day, Lord God, I give you all the glory and the honor, Lord God, and I love you so much, Lord, and I thank you every day for this prayer life, Father God, because it's teaching me more and more, and it's bringing on more men and women of God that loves you, Lord God. I know that this world can be changed, Father God, if all the saints will stand up and declare, Father God, that you are our God, and stand in agreement, Father God, and get away from these murdering spirits, Lord God, that's taking lives when they can't even give life, Lord God. Lord God, I am grateful for this opportunity, Lord God. Bless you, God. Thank you, Lord God. I thank you for evangelists. But no, Father God, for she is a woman after your own heart, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God. Oh, God, for this day to be Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, that we can get together. We don't even have to see each other, but we getting together, Father God, because you say in your word that if any truth come into agreement, Father God, that you'll be in the midst. Father God, this line is full right now. Father God, I reach out, Lord God, and I touch my sisters and my brothers on this line, Lord God, and I give you all the glory and the honor, Father God. I thank you for my sister being rescued from that vehicle, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for being rescued, because you sent the right people for her, Lord God. And I thank you, Lord God, because I know that she has a word in her mouth. I know that she has a job to do, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for keeping my father, Father God, right now. And she go to replace that battery in his heart, Lord God, on Thursday, Lord God. I'm giving you all the glory, Lord God, because I'm thanking you in advance, Lord God. For there is no weapon formed against us that shall prosper. Every tongue that rises up in condemnation shall be condemned. But this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, my God.
Power, the power, the power, the power, the power,
the power of a praying woman, amen, as she was expounding on that.
God,
just telling us about our children, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
How we always interceding for them, how we always, even when we angry and upset, the love that we have for them, it is continual. Amen. We bless the Lord for the woman of God for that exhortation. God bless you. Hallelujah. The power of a praying woman. Amen. Amen. We bless the Lord for that. Amen. I see, hallelujah, Minister Billy Burns on the line. Amen. We just want to say Happy New Year's to her. We gave a little shout out, not a little, a shout out about that Saturday segment, Minister Burns. It's just a blessing. Didn't know that you were going to be on the line today, amen, and we were sharing with them about the Saturday segment. So just good to see you. We're going to open up her line, amen, and maybe she can give us a little something. We're talking about the power of a praying woman. She is a mother. She is a wife, amen. She's a sister. She's a daughter in Zion. She is a minister of the gospel, amen, and a praying woman, amen. She is the mother of three sons, amen, and one daughter. So we just bless the Lord. Just so happy to see her on the line with us today. So God bless you, Minister Billy Burns.
God bless you. I'm the mother of four boys.
Four boys. Where did I get three? I'm thinking about those three young ones. You're right. I always leave Mark out. I'm sorry.
Please
don't tell him. He was the only one I was leaving out. I'm thinking about those three last ones. God bless you.
Well, praise God. I'm always doing something, or running, and I've been running since October, just running back and forth. But I just thank God for what I did here. I just heard the very end of it. It's so important. And that's what they were saying at the watch meeting service that I attended this year about prayer and how vitally important it is for us to pray. And I heard the woman of God saying that we're just not praying for our families. And I believe that that's why the world is in the state that it is in at this time, because the saints have become so self-conscious that we're just praying about ourselves. We're not praying about the things that's happening in the world. You know, we become selfish. We've become, like the Bible says, you know, cold to the things that are happening around the world. But, you know, this is a new year, which is what I said. I didn't have a guest for Saturday. So the Lord had been dealing with me about some things, and I just spoke on that. But those things that happened in 2014, let's leave them behind. You know, if we didn't pray the way we were supposed to pray back then, let's get in line with the Word of God and get in line with God. And my Saturday segment is called They Overcame. And the design of the broadcast, in the beginning, I feel that the Lord is changing it a little, was for us to have people to come on and give testimonies about what God is doing in their lives. It's vitally important for us to hear the things that God is doing in the lives of His people. It's for encouragement. It's for inspiration. It's to let you know that, oh, yes, if He did it for her, He can do it for me.
Yeah,
you know, if
yeah.
You know, my loved one from the dead, we've had a man that was dead. We've had one that couldn't walk. I mean, we've had some phenomenal testimonies, and I just want to ask everyone to please sign in. Listen to us on Saturday. If you know someone that has a testimony that people need to hear, have them to tune in. We're here at 1 o'clock Central Time, 3 o'clock. Oh, no. I'm doing your segment.
Yeah, you're doing mine.
That's 5 o'clock Pacific time, 7 o'clock Central time, and then 8 o'clock Eastern time. And join us. We just have a good time, and you know God is glorified, and you will be inspired. I know I'm inspired every Saturday that I hear, you know, the mighty things that God is doing for his people. So join us. Amen.
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 Amen. I tell you, you certainly will have time. She would certainly afford you that time. And I just want to commend her for the wonderful job she is doing with that Saturday segment. I tell you, you can't find faithful people that's going to commit. Sometimes you may not see anybody but she and her husband. But I tell you, what really encourages me, and I also encourage Minister Burns, that people go back into the archives, and sometimes they're listening live on the internet. Even as on yesterday, as I look back, at the stats on yesterday, I wasn't even supposed to be on, but we had 15 people call in. We had 10 people listening live on the internet, and 10 more went into the archives and listened to that broadcast on yesterday, where we were just lifting up the name of Jesus and really just testifying. Amen. So we thank God for what God is doing. Don't ever be deceived or moved by numbers, because where there's two or three, the Bible says that's all it takes, is two or three to cause God to move on our behalf. Amen. It don't take no hundreds of folks. God say one can chase 1,000 and two can put 10,000. So if you got two, amen, you have a majority. Amen. And we know that God is always going to be in the midst. So we're going to be remembering that Saturday segment. Sometimes, you know, you get on into what you're doing and you forget to plug in and give that announcement. But we're going to be announcing that Saturday segment, and we're expecting it to grow. Amen. And we're expecting people to be blessed, especially when something is in your heart and God has given Minister Burns and her husband a heart to hear the testimonies. You know, when we came up, we would have testimony service at least 10, 15, 20 minutes. Somebody was going to be able to get up and give a testimony. But that's not even on the programs today. You know, we on a time clock today. We quench the spirit. We won't even let people really release a praise in the house of God. Well, if they don't release it in the house of God, that's why they leave there limping. That's why they leave there with the same problems that they entered into the gates with, because they're not free to release that thing. They're not free to really express what's going on and to get healed and then to get somebody to touch and agree with them. So it's very important. We got to go back to the old landmark. Amen, amen. So we thank God for Minister Burns. We're going to hear from Mother Charity. Amen, all the way from Detroit, Michigan. I tell you, I love Mother Charity. Mother Charity is a mother in Zion. She is certainly a mother that has given her life to teaching the young women and the men and just expounding. She's a former first lady. Her husband was a pastor. Amen. So she know protocol. She know order. Amen. And she know what God is calling for in this last and evil day. A true woman that loved the Lord and certainly has committed her life to the Lord. So we want to hear from Mother today. We're talking about the power of praying, Mother. God bless you, Mother Charity.
Yeah, praise the Lord to everybody. And Happy New Year to you all. The Lord has brought us through a whole nother year. Hallelujah. And I'm here to say that we couldn't have made it through the whole year into a new year without somebody praying. Praise the Lord. I mean, it took prayer to bring us through here. Praise the Lord. And I'm talking about with the victory. About failures, hallelujah. For there is no failure in our great God.
Say that, Mother.
In the name of Jesus. Lord said that men are to always pray and not to faint. We don't need to be fainting. This is not a time that we should be fainting, but it's a time that we should be on fire for the Lord. Hallelujah, and we are the only ones that can pray.
All right.
God don't pray, who is going to pray? Praise the Lord. Amen. And you know, when you look out here in the world and you see all these things out here that's coming to pass, you know we need to be on our God. Hallelujah.
Mm.
In the name of Jesus, praise God. And it's going to take prayer to get us through this year of 2015.
Come on,
Amen.
Mama.
We just pray, and we need to ask God to send down the spirit of prayer upon us of God. Hallelujah.
Mm.
Jesus, hallelujah. Mm. You know, when my kids, I had four daughters, praise the Lord, and when they was coming up and all, you know, we had to press to take them to school. Now, I mean, take them to church, praise the Lord. But, you know, we didn't even have no car at that time.
Come on, Mother.
And I tell you the truth, sometime we would have to get on the bus. And sometime, if it be where somebody can come and pick us up or something like that. But, you know, whatever, we got there to church. And I would take my kids with me. I didn't leave them at home. Praise the Lord. It was certain services sometimes that they would have for the young people. But it was up to the parent to make provisions in order to take those children with you.
Don't
send your children. You go with your children.
All right.
Praise the Lord. Amen. That God will help you too. Amen. And they kept them, and that kept them encouraged. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So I tell you, we just can't make it without prayer, saints of God.
Can't make it.
We
Hallelujah.
Must pray. We must pray. Thank you, Jesus. That is the only way that you can communicate with God. It's through prayer. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So we just praise God, amen, that we know, amen, the words of prayer. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. And we just got to press down in our soul. We got this
Lord.
Prayer line that opens up from 6 o'clock in the morning until 7, from Monday through Saturday. Hallelujah. In Coastline. And we pray an hour. Praise the Lord. And you know what? It's starting to grow. Because the people realize that they got to pray, and that they know it's something going on out here. Hallelujah.
I was on there yesterday, Mother.
God bless you. Amen. I'm glad I was able to be on there. And things are starting to pick up, I mean, from other parts of the world. You know, we're getting calls from California, getting calls from New Jersey.
Come on now.
Calls from down in the different parts of places, Florida, and different states is hearing about it. And they, when they get on there and they're starting to pray, praise the Lord, and you ought to hear how they're saying they're so happy for this time of prayer.
It's helping them
so much.
My
because,
God.
You know, they're strength in unity.
Sometimes,
you know, the devil fights you more as just one single person down trying to pray by themselves. But, you know, when you got unity, praise the Lord, then that's strength to you. Hallelujah. Because everybody is praying. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
My God.
So we thank God. We need to pray, saints of God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Press
Hallelujah.
Your way. It's a pressing. Don't you know how pressing it is? That's why it's because you know what? We're working against that enemy, and he knows it, too. And that's why he comes in and tries to hinder. Every time you know you should be praying, he'll hinder with something. Like I said, got the telephone ringing, or somebody coming by the house or doing something, whatever it takes. He wants to keep you from praying. Because he knows that's heaping some coals on his head. When the saints is down crying out to God. Hallelujah.
Yes. Thank
you,
God.
Yes. And the Lord hear our faintest cry. Yes, he does.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah. Oh, I thank him today.
God.
I bless the Lord today. you know, that we can talk to the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
And
hallelujah.
We're not talking to him in vain. Hallelujah.
Yes,
our prayers is not in vain, saints of God.
They're not in vain.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh,
thank you,
Jesus. Bless his name forever.
Thank you,
so
Jesus.
Don't forget, saints, be encouraged to pray. Be encouraged to pray. Knowing that others are praying as well. Glory to God.
Yes, yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And there is strength
hallelujah.
In unity. Yes, there
yes,
is.
God.
Hallelujah.
Glory
to God. We just thank God today that the Lord is so good to us. Hallelujah. And we got a mind to pray. Oh, yes, Lord. And to go all the way with
hallelujah.
God. In the name
God.
Of Jesus.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Oh, y'all pray for us now. God bless you
all
now.
Right,
in Jesus' name.
All
amen.
Right, Mother. Amen. 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 I tell you, as Mother was praying, I began to think about Moses and how that, you know, when the decree had went out to kill all of the Hebrew babies, amen, all of the male children, amen. And just thinking about Moses, you know, when he was born, his mother seen that he was a goodly child, the Bible says, and amen. And God had already had already destined what Moses' life was going to be, and the mother hid Moses for 3 months, and after she was not able to hide him anymore, look how God honors prayer. A praying woman.
Yes.
I'm sure that woman had to pray. She had to be in prayer mode to hide that baby for 3 months. Amen.
Right.
And they were going all through the city looking for the Hebrew babies, because as fast as the babies was born, I mean, the Hebrew women was just breeders, and they were able to breed those babies. So Pharaoh, the Egyptians, knew that, and they knew they were spitting out these babies. But this woman of God, Moses' mother, hid him for 3 months. And do you know God had to give that woman a peace? Because you know, if they would have found that baby hidden, they would have killed their whole family. Amen. But God, oh God, oh God, oh God, God anoint us when we're in our mother's womb. Jeremiah said he knew me when I was in the womb of my mother, before I was even born in the belly. God knew him. And she hid that child. And look, he was one of the greatest leaders, amen, of that era, amen. So God already knows our destiny, people of God. But God wants us to connect with him. As Mother said, we have to have a fresh encounter with God. We have to learn how to communicate with God. And that's all prayer is. Having a conversation with God. You know, the old folks, I know when I was a little girl, I would get up and, you know, my grandmother and them would rise. Look like they would be up 5 or 6 in the morning, and you could smell that coffee. Amen. And sometimes you would just hear them humming. Amen. And you would hear them singing these old songs, have a little talk with Jesus. And what a friend we have in Jesus. And, you know, Jesus on the main line. All of these songs, you would be trying to get you some more sleep. And they would be up, and then they would be in the kitchen talking about the previous day events and, you know, things that was going on in the neighborhood. I never saw no dissension among my grandmother and my great-grandmother and the women of that community. I never seen them arguing and fussing or fighting. None of that stuff. Looked like they just had a beautiful relationship with one another. And if there was a problem or something, they talked it among themselves. The children wasn't privy to what was going on. But now you got these babies. You can't even say nothing. They're all in your mouth, all in your business, trying to hear what's going on. And then these adults don't have no respect for the children either. So we got to go back, people of God. We got to get back into
putting the fear in our children, putting the fear in these relatives where they would not fear us, but fear God, where they wouldn't just say no anything in our presence. Amen. It's no way in the world I could have used no profanity in the presence of my grandmother or my great-grandma, even if they hear telling you to been out there cussing. Honey, they gonna get you. So we have to go back. We have to contend. Jews say, let us earnestly contend for the faith that was once delivered to the saints. We have to have faith to know that we don't have to live no any kind of way. Especially when you've been born again, especially when you have made a commitment to God, there must be a change. The Bible said these signs, Mother Charity, shall follow them. These signs shall follow them. If there is no signs and you're in a place and there's no visible signs, you don't see it. And folks is always in some mess and some garbage and they're leading you. Please, you in the wrong fellowship. You in the wrong place. And that's why the apostle admonished them in the book of Acts to choose, look out there and choose some men of good integrity, good character, good stewards, amen, that you know something about. Oh, Jesus, we got some rogues in the pulpit today. I mean rogues, Minister Billy. Oh, God, I've never seen nothing like it. And it's all about their titles. It's all about their titles. But if you follow them home, ah, glory to God, you wondering who ordained these jokers? Who gave them a title? Man, their lives don't reflect that. And that's why we got to get back to the bed. I'm looking for some shut-ins this year. Amen. And when the Lord bless me, Mother Charity, with a building, that's going to be the first order of business for me. A shut-in. All night prayer. Amen. Bring your pillow, and you might can take your cat nap, but we're going to pray all night. Ah, glory to God. We're going to pray till the power, till the fire come back into the house of God, until deliverance and healing come back, until we cleanse ourselves of all this filthiness, all of this profanity, all of this vulgarity, all of this stuff. And even these TVs, I see why they called it a devil, because they, guess what? You can't turn on the everything on the TV is sexual. When they're selling cars, they got the women parading almost naked. The jewelry almost naked. The sports, the basketball, the football, everything you see, somebody parading around nude. God. And we let our children watch these things. These are spirits. And do you know these spirits? These spirits can be downloaded in you watching this stuff. Why you think they come against pornography? These are spirits. And if you watch this stuff will get in your spirit. And then you wonder why you tampering with somebody. Why these lustful demons is in your spirit. Because you done opened yourself to it. You have opened yourself up to it, Mother Charity.
I know.
Spirits are real. They are real.
Amen.
Jesus. Hallelujah. So we got to go back to prayer. Amen. We're looking and I'm doing some things right now. Hopefully the first week in April we're going to have something together. We're going to do a conference here in the city. And I tell you, I pray that people would just take off 2 or 3 days. And we want to experience the fire of the Holy Ghost. We want, Lord, I'm looking for an Azusa Street experience. Amen. When the Holy Ghost came, amen, everybody, there was on one accord, amen, and God began to do some things. Miracles began to happen. Signs and wonders was performed. I'm looking for that again. People coming in wheelchairs and they're leaving out, they're walking, they're made whole. Hallelujah. Blinded eyes are open. Oh, the deaf are able to hear again. Oh, God, we got to go back. We got to go back. Some people say, I don't want to go back to wearing them red pot stockings. Well, this ain't about no stockings. We want to go back where the Lord can circumcise our hearts.
Yes.
Amen. Where he can get some of this junk out of our spirit.
Ooh,
Jesus. I mean,
yes.
You see some of the most foul things on the
yes.
television, and there's no more censorship.
Thank
there used
you,
to be a time when there was a censorship in place, and they wouldn't say no anything on the TV. They're showing
oh,
now women
right.
with women, men
that's
with men.
Right.
Yeah, you can turn on live television and see them having in the bed, men with men and women with women. And that's
never
why Jesus said, when they know me, when they knew me, when they had an opportunity to repent, when they had an opportunity to turn from their wicked ways, he said they did not do it. They refused to retain me in their worship. So God said, what I did, I gave them over. See, God, when God give you over, there's no more help for you. Can't nobody
right.
even pray for you. Because when
that's
he gets
right.
turn you over to a reprobate,
Lord,
we're going to have to do a
mercy.
Series on that. That might be the next time. When God give you over,
Jesus.
I don't care how many folks praying for you.
Jesus.
When God remove his hand off of you,
Jesus.
You'll be just like Judas. Judas
thank
sought. He sought for a place, the Bible says, to repent. Afterwards,
yes.
But if he would have repented earlier, there may have been some help for him. But he waited. He waited, and that's our problem. We waiting. We think we got time to get it right. The Bible says the day you hear my voice,
hold
not your heart. Tomorrow ain't promised to us. The Minister Darylin just said a 3-year-old baby.
Yeah,
just lost. In California, they got some wicked folks out here. Even
that's right.
our extended family members, watch your children and your grandchildren. It's a spirit that's been loosed in the land.
That's right.
Ah, these are spirits. I ain't putting nothing on the devil, but he controls these spirits. Anything
that's
nasty and vulgar and ugly, it's of the devil. God is a good God.
That's true.
He's a precious God. He's a holy God. He's a clean God. God don't deal in filth. Oh, Jesus. We're talking about the power of praying mothers. And that's what we got to do. We want to put a muzzle on the mother's mouth. We don't want the mothers praying no more. No, we letting these young folks come in with the hip-hop, and that's a spirit, too.
I
know they have to express themselves. Yes, I know it's a form of art. But, girl, y'all, we better watch some of these things we allowing to go on in God's house.
I know, that's
God
right.
God ain't pleased with it. Y'all, they call me old school. I don't care, baby. Uh-huh, I'm going to stay old school. Because old school is what caused me to be saved 30 years. Old school is what caused me. Amen, to have a new mind in Christ Jesus. Old school have kept me, amen, with a sound mind, a mind to want to praise God, a mind to want to see Jesus.
Yes, yes,
amen.
Yes.
If I had crossed over with this new school, I'd be somewhere singing love songs and have me a couple of men. Come on. Jesus,
amen.
There's some
amen.
Spirits behind this stuff.
Amen.
Oh, Jesus. I can't
hallelujah.
Get down with Luther no more. I begin to start playing Luther Vandross and Teddy Pendergrass. Do you know this gonna stir up some spirits that we thought was dead? Now, don't
amen.
You think them spirits is dead? If you
amen.
Commune,
hallelujah.
If you in the midst of evil communication, those spirits will resurrect themselves. Ha! Y'all think I'm talking? Try. Well, I don't want you to try, because I want y'all to be saved. But the
hallelujah.
Bible says, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord. And guess what? Touch not the accursed thing. Some things
what
are cursed.
Hallelujah.
Some things we can't participate in, mother.
No, we
hallelujah.
Can't. Hallelujah. No,
and even
you know, when I was coming up, they were saying going to the movies was a sin. Well, going to the movies is not a sin, but I understand the concept. The concept was when you go to that movie and you begin to see all of this vulgar stuff that is on the screen, that those things linger with you, okay? And that's some of the reason why they didn't want the saints to go, because go to the beach and you seeing these people in bikinis and all this, you begin, it stirs up a lustful,
thing inside
of you.
That's
so
right.
All of the things that they tried to keep us from, it wasn't for our detriment. It really was for our good.
Right.
But now, you
right.
know, you don't have to go to the movies. You can wait till they come out on DVD, and you can sit right in your living room and in your family room watching all this junk and all this mess that come up. Scandal and all this stuff. I watch some of these shows, but some of them I cut them off.
Yeah,
one day
right.
I was, my mother was watching something, and a picture came on with the two men, and they were kissing. And I came in, I said, "Well, what is this?" She said, "I don't know. Just you know how you're searching through channels." I said, "Cut that mess off!" Oh, Jesus!
Yes.
An Obama. Now you talking about an abomination? That is an abomination.
I know, right?
And they have us now, Mother, where we can't even preach on homosexual. We can't preach on the gays and what have you. So you got to be very careful what you say in your pulpits today. Okay, we're not preaching on them. We're preaching against those spirits.
Amen.
We're not saying we hate them. We don't hate them.
No.
We hate those spirits that uses them.
That's it.
We
That's
hate those
it.
Spirits that are resurrected in them.
That's
Ooh,
it.
Let me leave that alone before they be done cut me off of Blog Talk. Jesus, because you know what? They're censoring everything.
But
you know what? They're not censoring. They're not censoring sin.
Thank you.
We are upholding that.
Oh,
we upholding
yes, we are.
That. Okay. And if you side with me and my wrong and what I'm doing, hey, it's all good. But, honey, let me tell you, a day of reckoning is coming.
Oh,
a day of reckoning
is
coming. Amen. Let me go to Sister Renita, and then I see Minister Aaron. I'm going to open up his line, and I see another caller. Woo, God. All right. God bless you, Sister Renita. And then Prophet Taz, I see him on the line. Glory to God. Sister Renita. Hey, glory.
Yes, ma'am.
You all, anything you want to add, go right ahead.
This was a very powerful segment today because it's all truth y'all are speaking. They are trying to quiet the mothers down and quiet down the prayers and the people of the church.
Yes.
They're trying to cover us and smother us and just blot us out so we don't exist. And I'm with you on the old ways of the church. That's what kept me saved.
Come on.
Ain't nothing new under the sun. God ain't trying nothing new to get his people saved. If he could save somebody back in 1820 with these same words, why does it have to change today? It don't have to change today.
Jesus.
So I'm with the old, too. All this new extra stuff, we need to know, let God do the drawing. God will bring them in. You just do your work, what you're supposed to do. And God will take care of the rest. People need to stop trying to be God, control God, and do God, and just do what He wants you to do.
My God,
Jesus.
I'm just in a place. Some people you can't talk to. They don't want to hear it. Now they mad at you because you don't tell them the truth. They want to talk about you like a dog. That's okay. Go ahead.
That's all right.
Go ahead.
Yes, Lord.
I can't worry with stuff. But yes, this was an on time show. I'm finna put this on my page 4 or 5 times because somebody else needs to hear this. Somebody needs this word.
Yes,
it was an on time birthday. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And thank you.
All right. Power of a praying mother. Amen. And we have some mothers on the line today. Let me go to Prophet Chaz, then I'm going to go to Minister Aaron Singleton. Prophet Chaz, God bless you. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Lord God.
We bless, we bless Sister Darlene for that word.
Yes,
praying. Well, what I have to say on prayer is we pray when we sit, we pray for our desires. It's our desires to pray and ask God for what we need. That's the only time we can pray. But then when we go, when we get in trouble, then we want to call on God. But when we out here in the world, we can't even go to church on Sundays.
Come on, man.
We can't even talk to
this
God.
This is a 12-year-old, y'all. Go ahead, James.
Wednesday. But we can talk to God anywhere else.
Yeah, we can
talk to him on a Wednesday, on a Thursday, on a Friday. But we can't go to church on a Sunday and let God know how much we love him. We can sit and drink beer with our friends and go to the barroom, but we can't even pray and ask God to deliver us today. See, that's the problem. We just sit with our friends, and when Sunday comes, I'm not going to make it to church, Pastor, but I came to let somebody know today. You better go and tell them that I'm standing on the word of God, and I chose my decision to go to church and pray for my fam.
My God.
Just like we pray for our sons and daughter when they go to jail, but we can't pray when it's on Sunday. We can't go to the altar, and we can't get ourselves saved. We can't get baptized. But I came to let you know that I'm standing on the will, and I'm praying to God. Because
God
is the one who brought me out of the darkness and put me in light. God was the one who created heaven and earth. We must pray in order for God to show us how much we love him. So God bless you all. God keep you. And God bless you, Sister Darlene.
God bless you, Pastor. Brother Ted. God bless you. God bless you.
Lord, have mercy.
Thank you.
A child out of the mouths of babes.
And you know something, this little boy, he's been preaching and singing out of his mother's womb since he was about 3 or 4 years old. They think something is wrong with him. He wake up with a praise on his lips. Ah, glory to
God.
He wake up singing the songs of God. He wake up telling his brothers and his sisters that, you know, they need to get these lives together. He tell them, even his mother.
God.
His mother, he tell her what does say the Lord. Yes,
he does.
Right. So when you hear him, it ain't an act. It's in him. God have put a special anointing on this child.
Man,
I tell you,
child.
He
yes,
has a special anointing. And
our
even,
Lord.
You know, Billy Lamb, he belongs to a church here in the city. And since I've been here, he kind of, you know, walked hand in hand with me. So some of the people at his church, they didn't say either the band of his church. They going all over town with Adrian.
My God.
Hallelujah. So they done got jealous. So I said, Chaz, well, you know what? Amen. God, if God haven't brought me to nobody but in this city but you, it's for a purpose. You know, when you see the anointing, as we say, Moses' mother seeing that he was a goodly child, when you see the anointing on these children, they need to be covered.
Yeah.
They
can't
sit in any place. They have to sit in a place where they can learn, where they can be nurtured, where they can be covered.
Right.
Because the Lord, the enemy knows that they're anointed. And guess what? They'll sap all the life out of them. And then when you're in a place where the Spirit of God don't have free reign, then guess what? That gift will be stifled. Glory to God.
My God.
So I thank God for Chaz. Sometime I call on him and ask him to pray for me. And guess what? He just crank it on up. It's in him. It is
Hallelujah.
In him. Glory to God. Minister Darrellin has been in his company. And I tell you, he loved the Lord. He loved the Lord. And
he
don't know how to really effectively use the anointed that God has upon his life. And that's why he got to be in a place where he can be trained.
That's right. He can be
nourished.
Yeah.
And his gifts will certainly be covered. So we praise God,
Lord,
Brother Chaz.
I love that.
Praise God.
Yes.
Amen. We're going to go to Minister. All right, where is Aaron? Amen. Minister Aaron Singleton. All the way out of Lansing, Michigan. Y'all better watch it. My family gonna be done took over these lines now. They're on the line. Billy, when I first started out, I couldn't get a family member on. But I tell you, the Lord has been doing some things. Amen. And we still have many family members that are in ministry that you all gonna be hearing from. I'm telling you, God is doing something in this city, in my family. So I thank God for Minister Aaron. He's always calling and encouraging me and just speaking a word that would uplift my spirit, and I just love him so much. God bless you, Minister Aaron Singleton.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I missed it at the tail. I got on the tail end of the service. I know whoever speak did a powerful job. I know this is the day that the Lord has made, and we got to rejoice and be glad in it. I was just hearing my cousin. She was saying about how these rappers be coming into these churches, you know, these people trying to switch over to gospel rap. And they ain't doing no gospel rap. The devil already had his plan. They trying to creep in. They trying to play the game like they so in the church. But people trying to suck up to that mess. And they always talk about God is doing a new thing. No, God ain't doing a new thing. You doing a new thing. Since day one from the beginning of the Bible, of Genesis, he's been talking about the same thing all this time. But you got a lot of these demons creeping up in the church out there. See, we see their spirit, but they don't see our spirit. And you anoint you got a calling in your life. Yes, God deal with the ones that mistreated, misdogged out, talked about, put down. Mister, he deals with the ones in the kingdom, and the enemy knows it. See, that's what it's – but people don't accept anything in the church nowadays.
Right.
It don't matter. Accepting anything in the church nowadays. And folks is letting them do what they want to do because it's a lot of different preachers coming in. You got a lot of these ones that's called, and you got the ones that went. The ones went is the one accepting themselves. See, the ones that are called by God and preaching the gospel, women and men. I'm talking about preaching the gospel, living right, holy. You've been in the world. You've been in that darkness, came into light. Them the ones God is using. The ones that's called is the ones suffering. We the ones suffering in these last and evil days. God is coming. Time is winding up. God is not playing with folks. Yeah, everybody got problems. Everybody going through some things, but everybody's accepting some things, too, in their life. So they long for to do what they want to do. I don't care. God don't love. God gonna set me as I am. Yeah, he do set you as you are, but you got to be changed. You got to get your life. There ain't nobody speaking about holiness. We speak in it, but in the church, they not speaking. These big mega churches, they out there getting that money. See, they blessing themselves. They ain't blessing the man of God. They blessing themselves. They doing what they want to do. They got them trapped. Now, all of a sudden, they want to talk about do what you want to do. It's, you know that song, it's your thing, do what you want to do. It's your thing, do what you want to do. Yeah, that's what's coming in. Do what you want to do. I can't tell you what I can do. It's your thing. That's what they do. Women and men that's on, they're speaking the truth. They don't want to hear. But that's all right. Because God has to be the last say so. He's raising up these young generation, young people. Like my cousin, my little cousin, I call him my nephew. He's raising them up. Folks like overlook. Yeah, they're overlooking them. That's all right. But God is bringing them ones in the kingdom to come out and tell these people like it is about Jesus Christ. Reading them, they write. See, people don't want you to read them, they write. They want to keep accepting this. It's all right to do it this way. It's all right to do that. God loves you as well. Yes, but we're not all God's people. We're not Jesus Christ people. The devil's trying to hear that right now. Then you got to watch, and I'm finna get off right now. You got to who's speaking in tongues and who's not speaking in tongues, because you got Satan
all
speaking
right.
in tongues too, but he doesn't speak in, because the folks that say they have a discerning spirit can't even pick it up.
My
like my cousin was talking about, they can't pick it up because God, some of them got a reprobate of mind. God done gave them
Lord
up, but they in the church. See what I'm saying? You can't speak, you can't pick up that reprobate of mind because they in the church and you think they equally yoked with you. But the real ones that's coming in, like the real prophets and the real ones that have been waiting a long time, God is bringing them in at the right time. This is the season. That's why folks are getting hated at them, don't like you, can't stand you. It's the spirit behind you. Greatest thing that's in you that's in the world. And there's a lot of us on this line. It's from Jeremiah in chapter 1. In our mother's womb, it's a few of us are Jeremiah. Ain't that many of us? Why the thousand is that? Ain't that many of us? That's why we. Okay. That's the ones that are getting picked on, the ones getting dogged out. But that's all.
Yeah,
the ones God is calling in holiness. So what I'm saying right now, cousin, keep doing what you're doing. Because I keep seeing your broadcast gonna be the number one broadcast for Jesus. He's getting new souls. Keep preaching. Jesus. Keep teaching it. And it's gonna come out after a while. You're gonna have $1 million. You're gonna have $1 million people on these on this broadcast after a while. On the internet. You're gonna have that many people coming in at the They sick of tired. So this is
Lord,
the time God is winding up some phases about. And I'm gonna tell you this year is gonna be some strange things happening this year. God is about to do some things this year. Some strange things is about to take place this year. And when I say take place, it's gonna happen sooner in which you think. That's all I got to say. So the people that's going through and suffering, God ain't forgotten you. We forgotten God, but He ain't forgotten us.
Oh, my God.
God, just give it. He going to catch you when you're not thinking. He going to take care of you. Don't fear about nothing. Keep seeking Him, because things is about to change. Well, like He said, weeping may do for a night, but joy is coming in the morning. Weeping may do for a night, but joy is coming. He ain't forgotten. We forgotten Him, but He's coming. So I love everybody, and Happy New Year to everybody. God bless.
Happy New Year, sir.
All right. All right. We're going to go. God bless you, Aaron. We're going to go to area code 347. The last four of your numbers, 6441. You're on the line. Caller, you are live. Your line is open. God bless you. Area code 347. If you'd like to say anything, your line is open. 6441. God bless you. Well, God bless you. Thank you for tuning in. Amen. Tomorrow, well, Thursday, Prophet Darlene will be ministering for us. And tomorrow, a young lady out of Stockton, California, amen, will be ministering. Remember, we won't be on Friday. So we have tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday. Amen. And then we'll talk with Mother and see if Mother would like to speak for us one day next week. Also, Mother Lois Blake's, will be speaking for us on next Tuesday. Amen. So we'll be posting some information on the social media. So you'll see our flyer and you'll be able to know who will be speaking on this particular topic. Amen. We're going to go back to the woman of God, Minister Darylin. Amen. For final remarks, and also ask her to close us out with a word of prayer. Remember our sisters and brothers in Christ that we haven't seen. Continue to pray for Pastor Miracle. Also, remember I want her to pray for Prophet Michael Davis. Amen. And remember that the $42 seed, those that are able to sow that seed. Tomorrow is the seventh day. We say, sow it within 7 days. Amen. That's that $42 seed we ask for the our listeners to sow at the beginning of the year, and we base that upon Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 1 through 14, where the blessings will be upon your life for 2015. Amen. We just believe in that, and we honor that. There's more scriptures in the Bible that can validate the blessings of the Lord. We just ask for you all to sow in our ministry. Amen. And next month we're going to be starting our evening services here in New Orleans. We were looking for the first Sunday but we may not be until the second Sunday in February. We're going to be doing an evening service at 5 or 6 in the evening. I still haven't made a decision if we're going to go with 5 or 6. I prefer 5 because it's still light, and, you know, winter, it gets a little dark. So we want you all to keep this ministry in your prayer. Pray for me. Amen. We need much prayer for direction in this season. There's souls here in New Orleans that we're looking to come into the kingdom. Amen. We're not waiting till the close of another year. We're going to get busy, and we're going to walk the streets. Amen. Early. Amen. Even yesterday, I had to go to this store, and you know how they hang outside the store, Mother Charity,
right,
with the liquor and everything. And so, you know,
right,
I still have my California license plate. So sometimes I have to make myself a little more friendly because, you know, when they see people with out-of-town tags, you become
right,
a prey. And so I saw him looking at my tags, and I said, you know, I'm going to let y'all know, don't let these tags fool you. I'm a neighborhood girl. You know, I'm a girl from the hood. This is my neighborhood. Amen. I said, I just began to talk to him, and I had some push cards with the radio broadcast on it, and one young man was telling me, say, yeah, you know, I got some, you need a, when you get ready to change over your tags, I got some tags. I said, well, baby, I won't need your tags, but I thank God for you. And then I open up some dialogue, and this one young man began to talk to me and tell me that he was an armor bearer for a man of God here in the city, and had told me how he had been to prison and how he had 63 years, and he only did 13 years on those 63 years. I said, you out here doing what you do? I said, man, how many more chances do you think you have? The Bible said we are condemned by our own testimony, I said, now, brother, how many chances do you have? You think you got? So I gave him the push card. I said, call me. He said, you know what? I began to tell him, I said, I'm going to be holding evening services starting next month, and I want you all to come. He said, give me your card. I'm coming. He said, I'm looking for me a church home.
Praise,
do you hear
Lord,
me? There, and so the Bible said to win friends, you got to show yourself friendly.
That's
so
right.
I
yes,
had to
ma'am,
let them know, you know, just because I'm in this Mercedes and you all see this California tag, I want you to know I'm one of y'all. Huh?
Right.
I'm one of the
right,
ones that God saved. I'm the one that's came,
hallelujah,
that has come back.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I ain't scared to walk on Louisiana Avenue. I ain't,
hallelujah,
scared to walk in no liquor store, because guess what? If it wasn't for the grace of God, Sister Renita, there go I. If it wasn't for, if Aaron was with me, Aaron would have talked to all of them out there. Ah, glory to God. But
my
I just
God,
talked to the few that, you know, I was able to drive up in the parking spot, and I wanted to connect with them, and I wanted them to know who I was in case they see me riding around this neighborhood. They already know I'm one of them. Okay.
Right.
I'm not an outsider. I'm not no California girl,
hallelujah,
that y'all think y'all going to pray on. Ah, you know, you got to let the devil know who you are. You
that's
got
right,
to let him know, hey, baby, no. You're not going to put me in a category of a visitor or a tourist. I'm not a
hallelujah,
tourist. I got these tags for a reason, but I'm covered by the blood, and I'm
come
not
on,
afraid
come
to
on,
go in the enemy's territory and declare
oh, yes,
Jesus. Oh, yes, I did, and I got those push cards, and I gave about 7 or 8 of them out, Aaron. Oh, yes, I did. Boom. And I went on in that store and took care of my business and came on out. And
right,
praised the Lord with them. Hallelujah. Gave them a hug with the alcohol on them and everything. The cigarette
yes,
smoke. Gave them a hug and told them Jesus
hallelujah,
loves you. Hallelujah. Do you know that's the best, that's one of the best people that you can get saved? Hallelujah.
Yes,
God will take a drop. Gotta take a drug addict and clean them up and cause
Lord
them
Lord,
to be a minister, cause
Lord
them
Lord,
to be a pastor. Hallelujah.
Lord
God Lord, can take the thug and the gangbanger and clean them up and
come
give
on,
them a new mind.
Come on.
A new mind. Yeah, you know, no more sliding. Glory to God. So you know what? Yeah, I'm going to be going up there. I'm going to be going up there. And guess what? When I get the flyer together where the service is going to be, hey, oh, I'm going up there and invite them to come. And they'll be my special guests. A minister there.
All right.
The devil is a lie. That's what we got to do. We got to go. Oh, Jesus.
That's right.
Hallelujah. When David and them came back. Hallelujah from war. The Amalekites had took the women and the children. Amen. And David began to ask a question. Lord, shall we pursue? And God said, pursue and recover all. That's what we got to do. We got to go into the enemy camp because guess what? God told us to pursue. God told us to go and recover everything. Hey, you don't almost fire. But if we don't stay within the confines of our four walls, we'll never get nobody saved, Aaron. We'll never get nobody saved, Renita. Hallelujah. We got to go where the people are. They're in the streets, Mother Charity.
Amen.
They're in the liquor stores. They're at the gas station. They're under the bridge. They're in the shelters. Go where they at and declare the word of the Lord. Hallelujah.
My God.
Ah, glory to God. Back into your hands, Marilyn. Hey, get on those spots.
Wait a minute.
Oh, my God.
I love you to do it.
What a mighty, mighty, mighty word, Lord God. Lord God, we are grateful. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, we are so grateful, Lord God. As you honor my step, Father God. We ask that you honor our prayers, Father God. Lord, we know that we must not only child-proof our homes, Lord God, but we got to God-proof our children, Father God. Lord God, we want to lift up Evangelist Benoit, Father God. We want to lift up Dr. Chad, Father God. We want to lift up Prophet Michael Davis, Father God. We want to lift up Pastor Miracle, Lord God. We lift up everyone that's on this line, Father God. We even lifting up the ones who couldn't say nothing on the line, Lord God, for whatever reason, forever, the praise that would be that they couldn't preach, but we know that they have ears to hear, Father God. And we're thanking you for right now in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Father God, we thank you for the power of prayer, Father God. Not only for the woman, Father God, for the mother. And the mother did not necessarily have to give birth to a child to be a mother, Father God. We are mothers every day, all day, everywhere we go, Father God. Someone will call your mother, and at one time I thought it was offensive, but God, I take your glory, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for the showing some final respect, Father God. Lord God, we ask that, Lord God, They took the censor off the television. People don't even realize, Father God, they done took the censor off the cartoons that our children sit there. Father God, my son say, Mama, turn our TV because this stuff is seeping into our house, Father God. And Lord God, I was a miles of bed, Father God. I lift up. Father, I tell you, Lord God, because this 12-year-old, Father God, is a child after your own heart, Lord God.
Yes.
And I thank you, Father God, because every time I hear this child speak, I feel like I'm hearing this old wise man speak, Lord God. And I ask that you keep and protect him, Lord God. Lord God, the men and women around him that love you, Lord God, for his directions, Lord God. For I know, Lord God, we must have a section, Father God, where he just did among children, Lord God, so that they can see it's still okay to be cool and reverence the Lord, Lord God. And we're thanking you for him, Father God. He loves you, Lord God, and we love him, Lord God. Father God, we thank you for this day, Lord God, for this is the day that the Lord has made, Lord God. We are grateful, Lord God, for everything you're doing, everything you're touching, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for blessing us, Father God. I thank you for keeping this line open, Lord God. You are so awesome in your own way. I thank you for being God and not being like man. Thank you, Lord. I tell people all the time, Lord, I thank you for being God, because when they come to looking into man and say, now do I say, now do you want me to tell you what God said, or do you want me to tell you what man said? I'm going to live by God's word, because they're the only one that's delivering me and saving me. Lord, I thank you for my brothers and sisters, and I thank you for the opportunity that I meet each and every one of them in person. I thank you, Lord God, when I can embrace you all. I pray that they feel that I'm sending them some spiritual love, Lord God, a spiritual kiss from you, Lord God. I thank you for this day, Lord God. In Jesus' mighty, powerful, awesome, magnificent, hallelujah, place your Jesus' name. Yes. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. I love y'all. I love y'all. I love y'all.
I'm
Hallelujah. You alone. You alone. You alone. Hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah.
See you all on the morning. God bless you. Have a beautiful day. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You have a beautiful day as well.
Amen.